Okay, let me pray for us before we start. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you are the King. Father God, thank you that you have sent us your Son, Jesus. Thank you that he was willing to go to death, even death on the cross for us. And thank you that he didn't stay dead. Thank you that we remember that he rose again, that he's alive today, ruling and reigning, and will return. Please help us to learn of you today, to believe who Jesus is. In Jesus' name, amen. If you look into the shops at Easter time, and big ones can answer this question as well, what do you see at Easter time? Shout out some things in the shops. Easter eggs, yeah. Big ones, small ones, fruity ones. Do you like the fruity ones? No, anything like raspberry, kind of, you know, flavored chocolate, that kind of thing. Yeah, lots of chocolate. Eggs, anything else? Lamb eggs. Lamb legs. I was like, that is really confusing. Lamb legs. True. Yeah, you have legs of lamb. Yeah. Hot cross buns. Thanks, Eddie. Anything else you see lots of? What kind of animals? Chicks. Yeah, and? Bunny rabbits. Well, from what you see in the shops, you might think that Easter is about bunnies, about chicks, and about chocolate. That's what you'd think, isn't it? But actually, the Bible helps us to know what Easter is all about. And so that's why we need it open. It tells us about that first Easter Sunday that we're learning about today. And it helps us to see what Easter is and who Jesus is from this. So have a look at your page. We're going to have a look at two places where people saw Jesus. They're here at the tomb on my left-hand side, your left, my right, and the upper room. And we're going to look first at this side, and then we're going to go over here in a minute. And we're going to meet some people who saw Jesus, and we're going to see what they see from these words in the Bible. But how did Jesus' body end up in a tomb? Can anyone answer me that question? How did Jesus' body end up in the tomb? The tomb is the place where they put dead bodies. How did it end up there? Go for it. He died, okay? And some people put his body in the tomb because he was dead. Okay, so that's Good Friday, isn't it? Remember that Jesus died on the cross and that he really did die and then got put in the tomb. In this chapter, there's two people who say that we don't have to see to believe who Jesus is. They are John and Jesus. Let me just show you, just if you look down in your Bibles to verse 29. This is really important because this is what we're going to learn from the Bible today. If you look down at little number 29. This is Jesus talking to one of the people who saw him alive. And he says, Thomas, you believe because you see me. Those who believe without seeing me will be truly happy. So there will be some people who don't even see what these people see, and yet they believe and understand who Jesus is. And that could be you. That could be me. We're not there. We're not seeing these things. And then if you look at the number 30, it says something. Jesus did many other miracles in front of his followers that are not written in this book, but, verse 31, these are written so that you can believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Then by believing, you can have life through his name. So that's what we're going to learn from this. We are the people who don't see and yet can believe, because Jesus says there will be people like that. And we can see who Jesus is, that he is the Christ, the Son of God. But first of all, we need to look at the evidence, okay? Can you look at the screen? First person we're going to meet is Mary. And Mary went to the tomb. She went to the tomb even when it was still dark. And remember, thanks for your answer over there, she's expecting to find a dead body in the tomb. Right, I've got a game. Who wants to play a game? No? No one wants to play a game. Who wants to play a game? Hannah wants to play a game. Anyone else? Eddie wants to play a game. Bug wants to play a game. Anyone else? You'll play a game. Great. Okay, here we go. The game is this. You come up and you choose one thing that you want from these three items. Yeah? Can you all see them? Why did you choose? Well, you didn't choose. But why are you happy you've got the Easter egg?
It's the biggest one.
It's the biggest one, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. Lots of chocolate in that one. What about this one? Why did you choose that one?
Because I like ice cream.
You like ice cream? Hmm. Yeah, I know you do. Next one. They taste the best. Great. He likes Smarties. Okay, open them up. Open them up.
Oh, no.
Have a look inside. What is it? It's a balloon. And what's yours, Eddie? Open it up. Open it up. Take the lid off. What's inside? Show everyone. It's lettuce. Mmm, yummy. There you go. Okay, sit down. Well done. What's in your one, Sam? Show us. A £10, 20 quid. God, you are feeling generous. I told her to put a tenner in there. She said, we're going to be bankrupt. Hopefully it's not 30. Wow. So each of those people were expecting to find something, weren't they? They were expecting to find something inside the thing that they were getting. And some of them were not all that happy about what they found inside, were they? They were a bit disappointed. And actually, someone was really happy because instead of one pack of Smarties, he can buy 20 packs of Smarties. And he's very, very happy indeed. And just like that, Mary went to the tomb. She was expecting to find something in there. She was expecting to find Jesus' dead body. And we're going to see what she found instead. So watch the screen.
My Lord, he's not there. They've taken his body, and I don't know where.
What did Mary see when she got to the tomb? There's more than one answer to this question, okay? She said something, but what did... Yeah, well, I think Eddie's got the right answer. So fill in that. What did she see? Okay, just before we answer that second question, let me read to you what it says in the next bit. Mary said, they've taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they've put him. So Peter and the other follower, that's John, started for the tomb. They were both running, but the other follower ran faster than Peter. So the other follower reached the tomb first. He bent down and looked in. He saw the strips of linen cloth lying there, but he did not go in. Then came Peter. He went into the tomb and saw the strips of linen lying there. He also saw the cloth that had been around Jesus' head. That cloth was folded up and laid in a different place from the strips of linen. So you can answer that second question. What did John and Peter find when they went after Mary told them? Okay, who wants to give us their first answers? What did Mary see? What did Mary see? Stone rolled away, yep, that's the first bit. What else did she see, or didn't she see? Jesus' body wasn't there, thank you very much. And what did John and Peter see inside the tomb? Remember, they went inside. What did they see? The linen cloths, yeah, Jesus was wrapped in when he died. Anything else? Shout out. Yeah, grave clothes, yeah, thank you. So that's three people already who have discovered that the tomb is empty. And a tomb being empty is quite unusual because people tend not to like to keep dead bodies, do they? They're not going to just have one just for fun sitting in their house at home. So where is Jesus' body? So that's the first, that's the people that we see and what they saw on that first Sunday. We're going to sing a song and then we're going to come back and look at the other people as well. If you'd like to stand.
Who could save the day? Take our sins away. Rescue us with mighty power. Super Savior to the rescue. Super Savior, mighty to save. Look, look, here comes Jesus up, up and out of Super Savior. Super Savior to the rescue. Super Savior, mighty to save. Look, look, here comes Jesus up, up and out of the grave. He's the death crusher, sin smasher. Who's a mighty super savior? Jesus, he's the death crusher. He's a death crusher, sin smasher. Who's the mighty super savior? Jesus, super savior to the rescue. Super savior, mighty to save. Look, look, here comes Jesus up, up and out of the grave. Super Savior to the rescue. Super Savior, mighty to save. Look, look, here comes Jesus up, up and out of. He's a death crusher. He's a death crusher, sin smasher. The mighty super savior, Jesus. He's a death crusher, sin smasher. Who's the mighty super savior, Jesus? 1, 2, 3, 4. Super savior to the rescue. Super savior, mighty to save. Look. Look, here comes Jesus up, up and out of the grave. Super Savior to the rescue. Super Savior, mighty to save. Look, look, here comes Jesus up, up and out of the grave.
We're still at the empty tomb, okay, at the tomb. And we haven't moved away from there. The disciples have come to check out what Mary said, and they've gone away again, and left at the tomb is Mary. Let's have a look at that. It's down in verse 14. Sorry, that's a bit earlier. Verse 10, little number 10. Then the followers went back home. But Mary stood outside the tomb crying. While she was still crying, she bent down and looked inside the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white. They were sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the feet. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She answered, "They have taken away my Lord. I don't know where they have put him."
"Oh, woman, why are you weeping?"
My Lord, he's not there. They've taken his body, and I don't know where."
"Why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?"
My Lord, he's not there. You've taken his body, and I don't know where."
"Mary."
"Teacher, it's you."
"I am going to the Father. Go and tell the disciples about this."
"I've seen the Lord."
Okay, you got some questions on the sheet. This is the second part of At the Tomb. What did Mary see this time? We read about some of it. We heard about some of it on the video there. And then you've got a few other questions to do as well. I'm going to give you 3 or 4 minutes. I'll give you 4 minutes to do that. So get cracking. Let's have some answers. What did Mary see this time? Two angels, yeah. Not just one, the two angels, wow. And they spoke to her, didn't they? Yeah. What else did she see? Say that again. Into here, go on.
Jesus alive.
Jesus Alive? Alive? That's amazing. He was dead 3 days before, and then he came back to life. And she saw that. And she got to speak to him. Who did she think he was? A gardener. You've taken his body, she said. Where did Jesus say he was going when she finally realized? To the Father, to God. Where did Jesus tell Mary to go? To the disciples. What did she tell them when she got there? I've seen the Lord. Yeah. She said, I've seen the Lord. So she's telling us what she's seen. So there you go. That's person number one. That's Mary, really, mostly. But she's saying, I've seen him. I went, I saw the stone was rolled away. I saw the body was missing. And then I was weeping and I saw the Lord standing before me. And that's what she goes and tells the disciples. And that's who we're going to look at in our next scene in the upper room. We're going to have a song. Two songs. If you can stand, let's sing together. Right, what we're seeing, remember what John said about what we'd see about who Jesus is? That he is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So what we're seeing is exactly what we just sung about. That he is King of Kings. That God has given him that position over all creation and all people everywhere. So we're going to see that as we get to the end. But we are at the upper room. And in the next part, if you look down with me at verse 19. It was the first day of the week. That evening the followers were together. The doors were locked because they were afraid of the Jews. Then Jesus came and stood among them. He said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The followers were very happy when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus again said, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I now send you. After he said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they are not forgiven. If you can answer the questions on your sheet, we're going to do this part with the next part as well. Answer those questions. I'll give you a few minutes to do that, and then we'll move on to the next part. Okay, what have we got? Why were the disciples hiding and afraid? Oh, that's a good answer. The Jews were saying that they stole Jesus' body. That was one of the rumors getting around. Thank you, I didn't have that answer. That was great. Thanks, Ruth. So they were scared because they might be the one to get arrested, maybe even killed. Yeah. What did Jesus say to them when he came to them? Yeah, he said that twice, didn't he? I come in peace. Peace be with you. Peace from God. You've nothing to be afraid of. Even with a man who's walking and talking and he's just been in the grave, you'd be petrified, wouldn't you? What did Jesus show the disciples? His hands and his side. Why did he show them that part of him? Have a little think. Yeah, so what would they have been on his hands and side? Wounds, or scars, yeah. Where the nails had gone through his hands. So it was definitely the body of Jesus. It wasn't like someone who looked quite a lot like Jesus. It would be quite drastic for that person to go through those kind of measures to make their body look like the Jesus that was on the cross. Those were the marks. It was definitely him. In amongst the disciples, someone was missing. Does anyone know who was missing? Thomas, right, should we meet him? I think you might recognize him, actually.
All right, lads, where you been?
We've seen the Lord!
No, you're pulling my leg.
No, Thomas!
No, you must really think I'm going to fall for that one. I need to see him for myself.
What did Thomas say he needed to see before he believed? Answer that question. Just write it down, then we'll watch the second part. Okay, next bit.
Peace be with you, Thomas. Come. Put your fingers in my hands and see with your eyes. It is me. Put your hand in my side. Stop disbelieving and believe.
My Lord, my God.
Have you believed because you have seen me? There will be those who haven't seen me and yet believe. They are blessed.
Great. Thomas, he said, I won't believe until I see. And then he got to see Jesus. He got to actually put his fingers in his hands and in his side. But Jesus says something interesting in response to him believing. What does Jesus say? Well, Jesus says, there will be some people who do not see and yet believe. And they are blessed. They're happy because God has blessed them. So actually, people today, boys and girls, mums and dads, can believe. And some will believe. Even though they weren't the ones who saw for themselves. And John says, you've got everything you need to believe in his account. And you have everything you need to believe two things about who Jesus is. This is the last thing we're doing, so eyes to the front. Two things to believe who Jesus is. Because when someone does something, you can tell who they are. If you have someone who is in charge of a class in a school, you know who they are. They're the teacher. If you have someone who is in charge over a whole nation, you know who they are. Leader, prime minister, king, queen. But what if someone is in charge over death? Who do we say that person is? And they must be God. And so Jesus says two things. John says two things. You will believe in verse 31 that Jesus is the Christ. That's one name that is given to Jesus. And you will be able to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Really important names for Jesus. The Christ means that he is God's King who will come to save. Promise from the Old Testament. The Christ will come and lay down his life for sinners so that they could be forgiven because of this person, the Christ. But he's not just the Christ. That would be enough, wouldn't it? But he is also the Son of God, the one who is in charge of all things everywhere and will reign forever. So it matters how we respond to him. Based on what we see of Jesus here, it matters how we respond to him. It matters that we don't reject him as the Christ or as the Son of God. Because he is those two things. And he can save us from sin. And he is going to rule forever. So the right thing to do is to ask God to help us to believe. We can't do it ourselves. Even if we were there, we could be like Thomas who just doubts. We can't do it from our own efforts. We need to ask God to help us to believe. So why don't I pray, and then we'll do that. We're going to pray for God to help us to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for what we've seen today. Thank you for what people saw of you, the risen Christ. Lord, we know our hearts are slow to respond to you. Our hearts are proud to respond to you. Our eyes are blind and our ears are deaf to the things that you say. But Lord, you can open up our hearts. You can help us to believe that Jesus really is who he says he is and that he will return. Please would you help us to do that. And believing that, we pray that you would keep changing us by that truth. We keep seeing Jesus as the one who saves us from our sin, the only one who can do that. And we could keep seeing that he is going to be the one in charge of us. He has a right to rule our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.